Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Man, did we have a great time on the Cape on Thursday night and Friday. And afterwards, we had an excellent time at the Pearl at the Greg Hill Foundation event on Friday afternoon.
That place is sick.
Isn't it a great place?
I'd never been there before. Oh, it was
spot.
So cool. Right on the water.
Yeah.
The music was awesome. The raw bar was awesome.
Is that what somebody was singing in there? I saw it was like a video.
We had a band. We had we raised a ton of money.
Yep.
And I want to thank everybody who came out and joined us at the Beachcomber on Friday, Thursday night at the Sea Dog in Yarmouth. And we are at it again. As long as I survive tomorrow's tooth extraction, we will be in Hampton Beach on Thursday. And the pregame is at Wally's on Thursday night. And then the road show on Friday morning is at Bernie's Beach Bar there on beautiful Hampton Beach. And we will be joined on Friday during this road show by the great Ty Law. So I just heard from Ty yesterday, and he is making the trip. He loves it up there.
Oh, yeah.
So just like you, Wiggy, he loves Hampton. And so Ty will be with us on Friday morning.
A lot of people are looking for Ty.
The only time that Wiggy's night job may have affected his day job was last year with Ty.
Yes, you had no voice.
Yes. I was sick, though. That wasn't from the drinking.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. You don't lose your voice from drinking.
No, I just thought it was the singing. Who'd you see the night before?
It was Maya, but I'm not singing no Maya songs.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're looking forward to it. And only three road shows left, and we will wrap everything up on July 3rd on Lake Winnipesaukee at the Dive. And later on this morning, I will tell you how you can win your VIP way in and on the actual dive floating in the middle of Lake Winnie with us in a couple weeks.
And can I also say, because we talk about the next upcoming one, and then we always talk about the last one, I don't think that we're giving Gloucester enough show because that second to last one, I'm expecting a big turnout. I think that's going to be a very, very, very good road show.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
So three bangers left, I believe, in this road show season. So, all right, Red Sox traded Rafael Devers, and we will talk about that with you all morning, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. 603 text on the Subaru of New England text line for you, Curtis, and it says, "Shut up, Curtis, you fraud. A guy making $300 million wouldn't do what his boss wanted him to do, so he got traded. Good move by the Red Sox.
I can tell right now you're 80 years old. Good morning. Hopefully you're not driving too fast.
We have some leads left, including this one from Courtney. Hey, Courtney.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Mine will be quick because Curtis did a great job with his lead, but I want to quote the great Maeve from Mobland. She said, follow the money. And let me read what the Liverpool Echo wrote as a headline on Friday. Liverpool have already committed to spending a potential $176 million this summer, the most they have ever spent in a single transfer window, but the Reds are only just getting started. For that to happen on Friday and for Rafael Devers to get traded with his entire salary on Sunday is a bit perfect. It's too perfect for John Henry to say, oh, it's just a coincidence. Liverpool has been playing great. They're coming off a parade season, and that is where their attention is. They don't care about the Red Sox. They don't care about the Penguins. I think the Red Sox are probably third on their list of care, but all their focus is on Liverpool. It's too coincidental for there not to be any ties between where their money is going and the fact that Rafael Devers, at the end of the day, was about money.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney, thank you. Wiggy,
thank you.
Good morning.
All right, good morning. So, I mean, I don't really know what direction to go in because there's so many avenues. Well, at least guess what? You don't have to worry about who's going to play first base no more. Now you got to figure out who's going to DH because Devers is no longer there. It's going to be interesting to see because it was crazy after the game yesterday when I got back to the crib. I just happened to throw it on ESPN, and San Fran was playing, and they were playing the Dodgers, so they were talking about Devers going to the Dodgers. It's going to be interesting to see.
To San Francisco.
San Francisco. Yeah, but San Francisco is playing the Dodgers.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what goes on with Devers, because the third baseman that they have for the San Francisco Giants.
Golden Glove winner, locked down forever.
Right.
So Rafael Devers is not going to play any third base out there.
Right, so is he going to be happy with just playing DH, which it seemed like he was pretty happy to be DHing here in Boston?
He was?
Well, I mean, initially he wasn't. Initially he wasn't.
But then he bought in.
The spin from you is unbelievable.
No, but initially he wasn't.
Yeah, you and Courtney, are you on the payroll for Rafael Devers?
No, and I've never gotten any merch, by the way, Sam. I'm willing, able and willing. But yes, he wasn't in the beginning. Then he bought in. And then everybody tries to tie it into the fact that then they wanted to move him to first base after he bought into DH.
Which the whole first base thing, I think, is kind of like, I'm not buying it because Toro has been playing really good. Not only in the field, but at the plate. So I don't really like see how Sox could have handled this situation in the beginning, from Breslow to Kennedy to Cora to Henry when you signed Bregman, but you didn't. It's just going to be interesting to watch him go out there, DH for San Fran, and you're going to now look at him and what he's able to do there. And
they were not willing to make exceptions for an exceptional player.
Bingo.
Which is what you always want organizations to do.
Which I have no problem with, that when a guy's as productive, and he's not really a clubhouse. I don't want to use cancer. I don't want to use disease. Clubhouse.
Problem.
Problem, right?
Yeah.
So you kind of suck it up. He's still going to the plate, and he's still raking.
Yep.
Baseball players are different. They can have, I can't say the word issy no more because Shime got in my ear. They can have bad attitudes and still go out there and play.
Okay. Well, that gets us to my lead. And I understand that this may not be a popular opinion currently. This hurts, and it says, I think, that they at some point have decided that this team is maybe a wild card team, and they made the decision that whether it's mostly money or mostly attitude, that they need to make a change. I will say that in the long run, even though it hurts right now, I think this may be the best decision for this baseball team because of what you saw attitude-wise from Rafael Devers. And you're saying that you just sit back and accept it and take it because the guy is certainly one of the top 10, if not top 5 hitters in the game. But you're talking about a guy who called management out publicly,
mm-hmm.
who just a few weeks ago yogged it out when he should be running it out to first base. A guy who apparently was pissed because they didn't run the Alex Bregman decision by him first, as if he runs the entire franchise. I just think that when you have somebody who is, when you have a team of younger guys, and you have somebody who is unwilling to help out when you need it and display a general team attitude that, and you're committed to that player for 8 years and a lot of money, that you have to make a tough decision. And I think in the long run, now the one caveat I will give Curtis is they have to, they can't just take the savings on Rafael Devers and put it in their pocket. They got to invest going forward. But I think
evidence is there of that they're going to do that?
They extended Garrett Crochet.
Right, that's not a free agent. But I'm saying that in terms of...
Well, they went out and got Alex Bregman.
Right, that was great. And that was a good signing that we praised, but that was 3 years, 120. We're talking about a $300 million contract. Do you think this ownership group will give another $300 million contract?
I am hopeful.
I don't know. I mean, if Curtis is right and is about the money, then they won't. The whole Juan Soto thing was just, you know, smoke and mirrors to keep people happy. I don't know who the next big free agent shoe to drop. I know Shine brought up Paul Skeens, the kid from Pittsburgh, but they already have their hog in a pitcher. So
Shine just wants Olivia Dunn to come along with him.
Who's the next positional player that's going to be available?
She would set back broadcasting if we had her on.
That the Red Sox could potentially be in on. Right, and then we won't know that until we see that next guy.
But Greg and Wiggy, and I'm sorry, I'm very frustrated today. Both things were important. The attitude was the most important part at the beginning, because if the attitude is good, we're not having this conversation. So you are right on that. However, the manner in which you allow yourself to tolerate a massive expenditure has shifted. Manny Ramirez was the best hitter I ever saw, and he was a donkey. But they tolerated it, and they won two World Series because to them back then, winning superseded everything else. That is no longer the case. And to make this trade, I know it had been going on for weeks, the negotiations back and forth. When you have literally just turned your season around, you quit on it. Like, what? You quit on your season not even halfway through. If it was an issue, whatever the issue was has gotten much better. Was it getting worse or better, guys?
Better.
So why do this now? What was the urgency? What was the need other than to get under the CBT? Like, give me one reason you would do this.
508 texter said that was a short list that I gave. I mean, I can come up with other things. You needed the guy. Bregman got hurt. You needed him to play third base. That's what he was fighting about from the start, and then he wouldn't do it. Then Cassis went down. You needed him to play a few games at first. He wouldn't do it. But he dramatically went out there and started fielding ground balls in warmups at shortstop, like a giant middle finger F you to everybody. Like,
how about the middle finger of the home run that gave you the insurance to sweep the Yankees yesterday?
See, Greg, I understand what you're saying, but I don't think they looked at Devers in the organization and going, he's our best option at first base. I don't think they looked at that, because the way Toro was playing, even the way Romy Gonzalez was playing in the field, I don't think they clearly didn't think he was the best option at third base, because they had Bregman. And even when Bregman got hurt, I think they felt like Meyer might have been a better fielder, or that they could move Toro there. I think they looked at Devers and said, we just want you to hit the baseball. And that's why they said initially move to DH.
I think John Henry went out there and said those exact things to him. Like, we need you. We invested in you. We need you a little bit here. And I think he got a look back and maybe a no. And then they decided that they needed to be out on him. And I get it.
No.
I get it. People are pissed about it.
Well, if I'm Devers, I say, I've needed you, John Henry, to invest in this team like you used to. And where have you been? Now all of a sudden you're coming to Kansas City. I haven't seen your face in a year.
So no, I can't.
You really believe.
And Sam was there doing knock-knock jokes. And, it was levity.
And this is, I don't know, this is where it's kind of hard for me to buy to buy in, that they traded Devers because they got to a point where they're like, oh, we can't take him telling us no, he won't play first base no more.
In general, his attitude.
All right, in general, overall, I get that.
Yes, and I give him credit for having the nuts to do it. Like, it's tough to part with somebody like that. But if you think it's going to affect your organization, which is full now of young guys, prospects, who you want to understand the like what team means, then I appreciate the fact that they're willing to do it.
But I'll ask the question we always ask when it's other teams doing it. Did the Red Sox get better or worse after yesterday's trade?
They got worse.
Exactly.
I mean, much worse.
That's the issue. That's the issue that fans should have when you look at this team. Who cares if you don't agree with how Rafael Devers dealt with the situation at third base or first base? Who cares about the fact that you think that maybe the Red Sox are overpaying for a DH? The only thing that you should care about is the fact that Rafael Devers got moved and then started producing really well for the Red Sox, and now he's no longer on your team. And he was grown talent within your organization.
Do you think Cora was on board with the Devers trade?
Hell no.
No.
Okay.
I think it shows you who has all the power over there.
So you think Breslow was on board, or do you think this was
Did he sound like when we asked him about Rafael Devers on this show on Thursday, like he was on board with what was coming? I think so.
I mean, I asked him about his feelings about Devers, and he said, I'm going to keep that to myself. It's just the Red Sox should always be the team acquiring the overpaid problem, not trading it away. You have the ability here because you spend $60 to park, $25 for a freaking crab roll at Fenway Park. It is offensive as a Boston sports fan to see what this ownership group has done, taking advantage of the people that spend their money for this team. There is zero excuse to make this trade now. The problem that existed was mostly fixed. You are playing your best baseball, thanks in large part to Devers, the best player on your team. You sweep the Yankees. You're over 500. And before you fly out to the West Coast for a big 9-game trip, you trade your best player, yank him off the plane, force him in a cab back to Fenway, just so you could get under the collective bargaining tax?
See, if I'm going to, like, maybe go to your side of the street, Greg, which you could maybe talk me there, then I think the organization felt like, yeah, they're making a little bit of a run, but that's not really who we are. So we'll come down from off this giant high of taking 2 out of 3 from the Yankees in the first series and then sweeping them 2 out of 3 from Tampa. But that's not really who we are. We'll come back down to earth, and the headache is not worth the problem for a team that isn't going anywhere, in their opinion.
Yeah. All right, well, the Red Sox make a move, and it is a big one, and you can talk about it all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We are going to get to They Said It coming up next. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Red Sox sweep the Yankees, getting the Father's Day win 2-0 at Fenway. The guys now a game over 500. But, of course, that big news yesterday was that the Sox are trading Rafael Devers to the Giants, getting pitchers Jordan Hicks and Kyle Harrison, as well as minor leaguers James Tibbs and Jose Bayo in return. The Giants have also reportedly agreed to take on all of Devers' current contract. But before the Red Sox take on the Giants next weekend for a series, tonight they have the Mariners in Seattle. 9:40 first pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Lou Merlone joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of French.
Lucas Giolito.
I choose you! Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:40 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. J.J. Spahn takes the U.S. Open at 1-under in Pennsylvania after starting the day with 5 bogeys on the front nine. He clawed his way back, burying his putt to birdie on 18. On Saturday, we got a 2-goal game from Brad Marchand as the Panthers go up a game on the Oilers. Game 6 is tomorrow in Florida. We have Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight with the Pacers and Thunder tied at 2 apiece. Tip tonight is at 8:30 in OKC.
Oh, the Giolito drop reminds me. Is there not a Pokemon tack battle scheduled for pregame Thursday night in Hampton?
You know it, Greg. Okay. I'll come with the Pokemon cards and we'll pack battle it up. Okay. Pack battle it up.
Have any other grown-up adults who are in the Pokemon trading cards reached out and will be part of the pack battle?
So nobody's reached out yet, okay. But please reach out. Let me know. We want the biggest pack battle we can get.
So if I were you, Shyam, I would trade your best card for three awful ones.
Okay, good call, Curtis. I will take that into consideration. Thank you.
Now, how does it work? You bring a pack, and everybody else brings a pack, and then you just throw them down and keep what? How does it work?
Generally, it's just a everybody has a pack. You rip it open. Whoever gets the best card in their pack wins.
Excellent. Okay, I can't wait.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That is what's trending. They said it. Coming up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Next.
Coming up, Courtney, with today's news in about 15 minutes or so at 7:45. And a visitor to Hawaii from Boston has apparently discovered that getting the perfect selfie with a volcano Ooh. Can be dangerous.
Yeah.
So We will get to that and the rest of the news coming up.
And what a nice note from Courtney yesterday on Father's Day. It stopped me in my tracks.
Sweet, thoughtful.
Yes. It was just so kind. So thank you for that,
I meant
Courtney.
It all.
Yes.
Very nice.
I'm very lucky to work with you guys.
Yes. Well, we feel lucky to work with you.
Absolutely.
You wanted to offer a moment of Odyssey app appreciation today?
I did. Thank you so much. On Saturday night, my friend Lauren threw a birthday party for her husband, and she was telling us, I got this this miniature pub to put in the backyard. And
They deliver it to you like an Irish pub thing?
Yes. They call it tiny pubs. Oh, they come, and it literally feels like you're in Ireland when you're inside. It's very cool. But they came to come pick up the pub. Uh-huh. Matt and Chris are the owners. They're brothers. Listen to the show every day.
Really?
Yes. Oh, so good morning to Matt and Chris at Tiny Pubs.
Right. Luck of the Irish.
Yeah. Very cool idea, though.
Before we get to They Said It, let's quickly open.
Craig, not Chris. Craig.
All right.
Matt and Craig. Matt and Craig.
Matt and Craig.
Yeah. I mean, you know, names. We all have issues with names.
If we could, let's open the Window World of Boston WEEI weather smoke window, please. Take a look at the forecast outside, Curtis.
On Jersey Street, it's pouring rain. Everywhere else, 58 degrees, cloudy. Going to be nice today. Mid to upper 60s, partly cloudy this afternoon. Looking ahead to Hampton Beach Friday morning, will be beautiful. Abundant sunshine around 75 degrees at Bernie's Beach Bar in Hampton Beach.
All right. But to be clear, on June 16th, you said it's 58 degrees outside right now?
It is.
And it's only going to get to the mid-60s.
We went for a walk yesterday morning.
Yeah.
I had long pants, sweatshirt, and jacket. And I was like, what are we doing?
The weather blows.
Awful. The weather was so gross on Saturday.
You can't get a good Saturday to save your life.
It's awful.
It was awful again this past weekend.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it stinks.
Also, it sucked getting off the Cape because everybody was leaving on Saturday because the weather was so bad.
No, it's ridiculous. All right, but Curtis mentioned Hampton Beach. We will be there for roadshow number 6 this week, and we'll see you at Wally's for pregame on Thursday night. Shime will be there for that, and then Friday morning at Bernie's, which is arguably one of the great beach bars in the United States of America. So can't wait to get up there for that. You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is presented by Ketch's Law. They are honoring those who built this city. So nominate somebody that you care about. When you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com, that's WeBuiltThisCity.com, whether they build or they drive or they just care for this city, nominate them at WeBuiltThisCity.com. Shime, where would you like to start today?
Well, Greg, we got to start with the hottest topic in the city, which is Rafael Devers being traded to the San Francisco Giants. It happened during Sunday Night Baseball last night in a game the Giants were actually playing. And the Sunday Night Baseball crew interviewed Clayton Kershaw, pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And he was asked about the Devers trade. Here is what Kershaw had to say about Rafael Devers.
Yeah, how about that trade? That's wild. Buster's really doing it. Not only Buster Posey's really doing it over there. Good, you know, good for Buster, man. He's going for it. You know, I consider Rafi one probably, you know, top 10 hitters in the game at worst. You know, so he's definitely a game changer. It'd be interesting to see what position he plays over there. I know they have a big prospect at first base coming, so it'd be interesting to see if he plays first. Obviously, they have Matt Chapman, who's one of the best in the game at third. So if it's even if he's just DH for however long that contract is, he's. I don't even know what they gave up. I know Harrison was supposed to pitch today, so he's a good one. He is a good one, but I don't know, man. It makes him better right now for sure.
What position he plays? He doesn't play any position in the field.
He said it's worth it if he's going to DH, though.
Don't dare ask him.
No,
I mean, so they are. You know, they appear willing to spend the money on a guy who's just. I assume he's just going to DH there. I mean, $30 million a year for 8 years, and
or DH, that's fine.
And he's your DH.
Yeah, you know, a guy who's gonna you know, well, at least here, he's probably there. Same thing, leads your team in maybe RBIs and home runs. So, I mean, who wouldn't want that from that type of player if he's only a DH? You know, they got no issues. They got a really good third baseman, and I think Devers has kind of bought in, at least it seems like from where we saw here, bought into being a DH.
It's interesting. As a Red Sox fan, I always just thought when you got over 500 in advance of the trade deadline, you showed management you were worthy of an investment. With this group now, they just trade everyone away the second you get over 500. Oh, we're too good. We need to get rid of Devers right now in advance of everything else. We have 65 prospects and nobody that can hit.
Yeah, I mean, do you think... See, I think they got too far into it to the, whatever you want to call, the last week, a resurgence or things finally clicking or whatever. I think they were too far into it to stop at that point, Curtis. Don't you?
I mean, Devers really looked impacted by it. I mean, it's never too late to make the right decision. Like, okay, you can figure it out. The team clearly, whatever the issue was, had been at least solved for the time being.
But I don't think they, and this is just my opinion, I think that this little run that they on was something that they believe wasn't going to be consistent, and they were going to come back down to being a team that is basically a below 500 team.
But well, they're beating teams well above 500.
Because I think they just look at it like, you know what, this is lightning in a bottle for these few series, but ultimately, because you don't make this deal unless you believe that your team will come back down to earth and get back to playing below 500.
Well, you make the deal if the situation has become unsalvageable. And there is some reporting on that from Chris Cotillo, who says a source with knowledge of the Sox-Devers relationship described it as an unsalvageable situation for both parties. Devers was frustrated with mixed messaging from different voices in the organization, felt like a scapegoat. The root was what the player felt was disorganized communication from the jump this year. We talked about that on Friday because we got to hear it for ourselves on this show with Craig Breslow responding to what Sam Kennedy had said Wednesday. So,
Let's use this as an example, Greg. Let's say, fine, you're right. They have to get rid of him this year. Well,
because he's a problem.
That's
right?
Fine. Yeah, okay. Right. So let's give it another month and 2 weeks. See where the team gets. See what you need. Don't just talk to one team. Like, I can understand that. I will accept that there could be a case where it's just done. But executing it the way they did, and the timing in which they did. And Wiggy and I agreed last week. They have 17 one-run losses. We put a lot of that on Cora. So they're closer to being over 500 by a wide margin than they are to under it.
Or just do it after the season.
Right.
And then after the season, if you don't make the playoffs, you can then blame it on Devers because you could be like, he was disgruntled all year long. We needed help. Like, there's a million ways you could spin it after the season. So do it after the season. It's almost like being in a marriage and you're like, I can't stand you. You can't stand me. There's nothing we could do. Let's just divorce as soon as the kid graduates high school at the end of the year.
All right. What's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, time to hear some douchey Rory McIlroy. After his round on Saturday, he just barely made the cut on Friday. And then after his round on Saturday, he talked with the media about dodging them earlier in the week. Here was that exchange with Rory.
It's much easier being on the cut line when you don't really care if you're here for the weekend or not. You know, I was sort of thinking, do I really want 2 more days here or not? So it makes it easier to play better when you're in that mindset.
Just majors in a row, Ralph kind of stepped away. Has that been part and parcel to the frustration on the golf course? What do you attribute?
No, not really. It's more a frustration with you guys. But yeah. I'm just, I don't know. I mean, I've been totally available for the last few years. And I'm not saying maybe not you guys, but maybe more just the whole thing.
The whole driver thing.
That was a part of it. That was a part of it. But it's not as if, like, at Augusta, I skipped you guys on Thursday. So, it's not as if it's not out of the ordinary. I've done it before. I feel like I've earned the right to do whatever I want to do. Yeah.
He doesn't care anymore. That's the bottom line.
Well, he just told you that he didn't even want to be there right. at the U.S. Open.
Yeah. So. I think he's done. I think winning the Masters took right. like everything out of him.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, he said that. He said it's hard to get up like the same way he did before winning the Masters. He's a jerk. Like that. But Rory McIlroy is a jerk.
How old is he? Is it like he's going to retire then?
I mean, he is still in phenomenal physical shape, to his credit. He doesn't need to retire. He could keep playing if he wanted to, which is the shocking thing. Like, he is still one of the best golfers on the planet. But he just, like, he has no passion anymore now that he won the Masters. Well, it's unbelievable.
He's always pissed off. Like, he was pissed off about the LIV guys. Then he was pissed off that anybody dared to cover the relationship he had with a female golf reporter. And he was pissed off that people were writing about his pending divorce that never happened. I mean, I don't know.
Wasn't he also one of the ones pissed off about the Ryder Cup and the players on the Ryder Cup and the money that they make, and shouldn't they be giving it to somebody else? Like, wasn't he one of those?
I feel like I've earned the right to do whatever I want to do,
All right, what else, Sean?
Well, Greg, in a little more levity here for you, Brad Marchand, 2-goal game for the Florida Panthers. He spoke after the game and was asked about what 2011 Brad Marchand may say to 2025 Brad Marchand. Here was Marchand after the game this weekend.
You're the first player in NHL history to score 5 goals in the Stanley Cup final on 2 different teams. What would a young Brad Marchand from 2011 say about this Brad Marchand in 2025?
Man, that guy's good looking. Probably be it. it's just how it plays out sometimes. You know, it just sometimes you get balances, sometimes you don't. But definitely he'd be grateful to be in this opportunity and have another opportunity to be in the finals and be part of a really good team, for sure.
He joins the great Mario Lemieux as the only guys to score 5 goals in different Stanley Cup final series. That's pretty good company.
He's going to get his money now.
Yeah.
I mean, what was he asking for, like 7?
Yeah, I think he wanted 6.5 or something here.
Whatever. Yeah. That,
can I ask some gambling advice?
Yes.
So, Bruins trade Brad Marchand. He probably wins the cup. Red Sox trade Rafael Devers to the Giants. Do I bet on the Giants to win the World Series?
That
I believe they're
good.
Like 22-1.
Yeah, and then Devers is lights out in the World Series.
Yeah, World Series MVP Rafael Devers.
Yeah, I would jump on that one.
I mean, that goal he had Saturday night, Curtis, was filthy. You would agree.
I mean, I just
pure filth.
I have 3 Panthers jerseys. I wear them all.
All right, is that it?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. That is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Coming up later today, Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow will Zoom with the media. One question per media member. Is that how it works, Curtis?
Yeah, no follow-ups.
Okay. So I'm assuming that we will have that for you live here on Boston Sports Original WEE.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah. Good morning and hello to those of you who may be watching this show either on YouTube or on Twitch. This show every day on Twitch is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers, and it is half off half the store at Springer's this week for 5 days only. It's the most anticipated sale of the year. Treat somebody special or yourself and celebrate a milestone and say big. Half off, half the store at Springer's. Go to tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and see the team at Springer's. Courtney, the news.
Good morning, everybody. A man has been taken into custody after officers believe he is responsible for the shooting of two lawmakers and their spouses in Minnesota. This story is so scary. The shooting happened on Saturday morning when State Rep Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in their home. Police then went on to check on other lawmakers in the area, and that's when they found Senator John Hoffman and his wife were wounded by a shooting in their home 5 miles away. A family member says that Hoffman shielded their daughter from the gunman. The shooter was still there when police arrived. They got into a shootout, and the shooter was able to escape. The suspect was at large until last night when Vance Bolter was taken into custody. Apparently, there's surveillance video. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, Mitch has it. He was dressed like a police officer.
Yeah.
He had a rubber mask on, so it got into the house that way. Here's Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Multiple agencies were there as FBI laid hands on it and Minnesota State Patrol put the handcuffs on. One man's unthinkable actions have altered the state of Minnesota. Melissa Hortman was the core of who our values were. To Melissa and Mark's family, I cannot fathom your pain and the grief that you're going through. We'll take solace in the memory and the work that Melissa did. And you can rest assured that we will put every ounce of effort that the state of Minnesota has to make sure that justice is served and the individual responsible for this serves the time for the unspeakable act.
Mm. Yeah, Melissa and Mark leave behind two kids.
Just because he didn't like their political beliefs?
We don't know. We have no idea.
Psycho.
We have no idea.
The jury will deliberate today in the Karen Reed trial. Closing arguments took place on Friday, and the jury began deliberation before the weekend. So we will see what happens today. But there's a Middleborough optician who got a vanity license plate, which reads framed. She thought it was a cute little nod to her work.
Oh.
She got it 3 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
But those who see her believe that she is making a statement about the Karen Reed trial. She said she's getting things thrown at her.
Oh.
People are yelling at her.
Really?
Yeah, she's being accosted.
Okay.
And then the Free Karen Reed crew uses the license plate, a photo of the license plate, on T-shirts and banners. So they think that there is a connection there. She is saying there is not.
Okay.
Here is the woman, Lauren Downey, on BZ.
And I've had people like literally speeding up to me on the highway to like catch up to my driver's side window to like give me the thumbs up and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think we get a verdict today?
Will all these people go get their jobs again on both sides that have been following it like outside the courthouse? Like, are they going to actually go to work now?
I don't know if they have jobs or not, Curtis.
God, it's I care about is it's over this week.
I hope that today's the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And please, like, the hardest part about it is getting the notification that we're back in court. Like, court is back in session, because I'm not going to sit there all day watching the ceiling fan.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know, like, where to set my notification.
Well, what do you want them to call you personally?
I want to know who is the best person to set notifications for.
Courtney gets a text message like, hey, listen, the verdict's in.
Yes, so, I would like that.
Turn on your computer.
Ted Daniel, please.
Ted could probably take care
of
it.
Somebody could hook you up.
A brick that had Free Palestine written on it was thrown through the window of a kosher market here and near us in Brookline. It happened at the butchery on Harvard Street yesterday morning. A preliminary investigation shows it happened just before midnight with suspects wearing masks. Mitch has the surveillance video of it going down. Here's the owner, Gil Zilberberg, on WHDH.
The reason this is happening is because Fenway and the management...
That's clearly the wrong cut.
I was like, wait a second.
Angry Devers fan.
I thought somebody was mad about the Fenway sausages or something.
Should have said Free Raphael Devers if that were the right cut.
I think I have the right cut now, I believe.
Okay.
I felt sad that at this day and age, we have to go through this. Nothing will break us. It's the window. You see? The window is standing. A brick went through. And the map is still there. The window is there. Nothing will break our spirit.
Imagine doing that to a guy who's just trying to pay his bills and owns a market.
Cycles in this world, Courtney.
Makes me want to go buy a sandwich from him. I'll tell you that. Yes.
I feel like Palestine's closer to being free already.
Yeah. Local 26 workers at Fenway Park authorized a labor strike yesterday in response to Aramark, the company that employs the workers.
Yeah.
Aramark.
Who cares?
I worked for them, and I was in the union.
Yeah,
I stand with my comrades.
This is like piling on, really. I mean, you got the Devers trade, and then they're all going on strike over there.
But it is crazy. Their contract expired on December 31st, and they haven't been able to get something done by then.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We can hear from Local 26 President Carlos Aramayo on WCVB.
The reason this is happening is because Fenway and the management do not respect our members and do not respect the workers here. And so we are here today to send a message to Aramark, to send a message to Fenway, to say, listen, enough is enough. Come to the bargaining table, settle this contract, or there will be a strike.
And those are the people that, like, serve the hot dogs.
Yep.
I was just thinking about this at the game yesterday. I said to my wife, I could never in a million years do their job. A, my neck and my shoulders would be absolutely burnt. It's impressive that they can walk, carry those things up there. Hot dogs here!
My arms
would have never
Curtis
done it.
Curtis did it. Three summers, Hawk and Diet Coke.
That is
impressive. Were you jacked?
I mean, I don't like to brag, but I was damn good.
That is impressive.
My favorite moment was when a group of kids in the left field grandstand, we're all excited about Diet Coke. That was my big thing when there was like the summer camp. I'd get like 20 sales. Boom. I get all excited because I see another Diet Coke vendor that shouldn't have been in my area walking up the stairs. I told everybody there then that I lived in West Roxbury, did not say I lived in Dover. And I see this group. I'm walking down to them. Head over heels. Fall down. Mm. Fenway steps are not all unison. Diet Cokes. Flying in the air, exploding. It was one of the worst days of my life.
Yeah, I give you a lot of credit if you did that. Those people should get paid good money. And some of them, and they're not like all young kids. Like
they're still there. Most of the people I worked with in 2000
And the neck and from putting the thing on your head.
There were some paparazzi at the game yesterday who saw you buying a 50-50 ticket. Yeah. Did you hit?
No, it was $240,000. No, I did not hit. I wish I did. But
would you be here today if you had hit?
Oh, yeah, for $240,000, maybe $240 million.
Okay, then you wouldn't work anymore.
No, I would work. I would probably then buy the radio station.
Oh, you'd buy the radio station.
And do what I want.
What would you do with it?
I mean, you know.
Would it be all hip hop?
No. I mean, who would get to stay?
Would everybody on the show get to stay? Or would you make some changes?
No, I mean, I would take everybody staying.
Okay, thank you. Okay, right, would you give us all a raise?
He might reduce some salaries.
Well, you maybe. Know. You're going to get paid for what you're worth. That's what I am.
That's what it is.
If you're worth your talent, you get paid your talent.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We got to take a break. We will get to the rest of today's news next, including a visitor to Hawaii from Boston who apparently discovered that getting a selfie with a volcano can be dangerous.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.